Hello, is there an addresser available?
Speaking.
Hi, good evening. My name is John. I'm just calling from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your answers are confidential. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and are you 21 years or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Mrs. Watson, I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Do you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. What is your race?
African-American, black.
Thank you. And what is your age, Mrs. Watts?
60.
Thank you. I appreciate your opinion. And I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue is it for you to have them focus on. You can use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first issue, it says fighting racism and discrimination. From 0 to 10, how will you rate this issue?
Of course I can.
10. Okay, thank you for your opinion. And the next one, it says making housing more affordable.
Housing, I would say that's a 10. Everything's going to be a 10 for me.
And the next one, it says reducing crime and gun violence.
See, definitely a 10.
A 10. Understood. And protecting voting rights and democracy?
10. See, all of them are important.
I see. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people? Would you say that they're getting better, staying about the same, getting worse?
I think I'd have to say getting worse from what I've seen.
Getting worse.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
If you said health?
Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
Okay, understood. And thank you for your opinion. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two of the options I'm going to read to you. The first one, it says heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. The second one, it says marijuana and other cannabis products. Other option, it says opioids and fentanyl. Next, vaping. And next is this ketamine. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, I didn't hear the last two.
Vaping, like electronic cigarettes,
vaping, okay.
Vaping, yeah, like electronic cigarettes. The next one is cigarettes. And the last one, it says alcohol. You can get to choose two out of them, the ones that you consider the most negative.
What was the first one?
Heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
And what was number two? I can't remember what they all were.
No worries. You're fine. Marijuana and other cannabis products, opioids and fentanyl.
That's number two or number three?
Vaping is number four.
Uh-huh. Or
and
you
what
can
was
stop
three?
Me when that. Number three is opioids and fentanyl.
I don't know what that is. Is that like a...
No, those are drugs. From what I know, vaping is the fourth option. Ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs is the next option. The other option is okay. Understood.
I think I'll go with
and,
that one. All of them are bad, but you know.
Yeah, of course, all of them you know harm people. But is you know we respect your opinion. We just wanted to make sure that we get it. And I wanted to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving products. Moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you strongly agree? Some would agree, some would disagree, or strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree. Is it
agree? Yeah, of course. Yeah, you can select that as well. Uh-huh. And I would like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products for each. Tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. The first one is e-cigarettes. Or vapes. Are you very familiar with this? Oh, okay. Not a
I mean,
problem.
I'm familiar with
one.
It. I know about it. I don't do it, but
okay.
I know what it is.
You know,
okay. So
what we mean is that if you know what it is, you know, if you're very familiar, what it means is that you know what it is about, the harms that they do, but we don't mean that you use it. All what we want to know is if you get to know these products. Mm-hmm. And the next one is Heath, not burned tobacco products. Would you say that you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with this?
Okay, that one I didn't understand. You said what kind of something to some certain tobacco product?
Hit, not burn
hit.
Tobacco product. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Hit. Mm-hmm. Not burn tobacco products. If you're not familiar with it, I mean, you can say that as well. I mean, that's not
okay, I'm not familiar with that.
That's fine, ma'am. And the next one is oral nicotine pouches.
Or what?
Nicotine, pouches. Like tobacco, like, yeah, pouches.
Oh.
Uh-huh. If you're not familiar with it,
nicotine.
Once again, I mean,
I'm
you can definitely say that now. Oh, okay,
yeah,
will you
I'm
say
familiar.
Very familiar or some? Okay. And will you say
I'm
very familiar,
familiar
or
I know about it.
Okay.
I know people
not
that
smoke
tobacco.
Understood, ma'am. We're in the middle and about to finish. Just I would like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. And as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades. But about 30
mm-hmm.
million Americans adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful, many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? The first one on the list is more government restrictions and bans. The other option is cost of smoking has gone up. The other option is more education and anti-tobacco advertising. And the last one is introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market. What would you say that is the primary reason for these changes out of the options I just read to you?
Probably
government.
The cost has went up. They can't afford it. But I would
Understood.
Think that... Yeah, that it's probably a lot of the commercials that, you know, come up and they ban, you know, talk about the harmful effects of it.
Oh, okay.
Did you have something
so
about
would you
that?
Say them, would you say more education and anti-tobacco advertisement? Oh, okay. Understood, ma'am.
Yeah.
I would like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more? The first statement, it says, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. That's the first statement. The second one, it says, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Would you say that the first statement that I read to you was, do you agree with more with that one or the second one I just read?
I think the second.
The second one? Okay, and thank you for your opinion. We're almost done. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? Would you say that it's much more harmful, somewhat more harmful, somewhat less harmful, or much less harmful?
Somewhat less, but it still has its, issues as well. So I think it's bad.
Got it. So would you say much less harmful?
Much less.
Or somewhat.
Harmful?
You say somewhat less. You say somewhat, right? Less harmful.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
just
I think.
To make sure. Okay. And I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, a 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First statement, it says, our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this?
Oh, shoot. You said a lot. So, like, okay. What was the scale? It's important?
Yes, 0 to 10. And you may use any number. Remember, there's no right or wrong answer. What we're trying to get is your opinion. 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement I read. 5 means that you somewhat agree. 10 that you strongly agree, but you may use any number between the scale of 0 to 10.
I would say I agree. I would say about an 8. I don't know.
Okay. Understood. Thank you. And the next statement, it says that opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in the country to combat opioid use, and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarette use by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. From 0 to 10, how will you rate this statement?
I guess they, about a 7. I don't know.
7. Okay. Understood. Not a problem. Remember, there's no right or wrong answers. We respect your opinion and appreciate it, man. We're almost done, and I wanted to read the last statement for you. It says, quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. the government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can't or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. From 0 to 10, how will you rate? Okay, not a problem. Sometimes over the course of a survey, Mrs. Watson, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I would like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this statement?
Honestly, that's exactly what it meant. They're saying putting a ban on what? On the tobacco?
No. The question is, in other words, if you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health associated with smoking through cessation support, the abstinence, and all that, that will improve the health outcomes in the African American community. That's the question, in other words.
I think it would. I strongly agree.
Would you say? Oh, okay. You strongly agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, understood. In the past 30 days, before we finish, have you used any of the following products? You can answer yes or no. The first one is pipe tobacco?
No.
Okay, and next one is oral nicotine pouches?
No. Don't smoke, no.
Okay, and the next one is cigarettes?
No.
Okay, and next one is Heath. Not burn tobacco products?
No. Whatever that is.
Okay. And next one is cigars?
Oh, no.
Okay. And next one is e-cigarettes or vapes?
No. Not at all.
Okay. And next one is smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew?
Ugh, no. Yuck.
Okay. Not a problem. Just switching. Here's a little bit, are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have complete? Is it high school, college, some college?
College.
Postgraduate? Oh, okay.
College degree, yeah.
Would you say some college or college graduate?
College graduate.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single, but that's been years and years single. ago, so I count myself as single now.
Not a problem. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No, okay. Understood. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Okay. Understood. And how will you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, rural?
What's suburban? Suburban? Wait, okay. Urban or suburban, did you say? Suburban, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, suburban. Okay. Not a problem. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I know I don't.
Okay, understood. Regardless of have you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I've been have considered myself a Democrat.
Democrat, okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Okay, not a problem, ma'am. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Biden. Not
okay,
sure that
understood,
was,
ma'am.
Better than Trump, but he wasn't that great either.
I see. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Well, if I have to pick one, it's going to be Biden.
Okay, understood. And I do thank you very much for your time. This concludes our survey. And I do thank you for your participation once again for your time. And Mrs. Quattro, you have a beautiful evening, and thank you for your opinion. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.